Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, or I guess we should say good afternoon. Welcome to the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We're in the consolation bracket this afternoon. The championship games will be a little bit later tonight, and it's pretty easy to read the brackets. The championship games will feature Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's at 3:30 and then 5 o'clock, respectively, and the consolation games will have Amherst playing host, essentially, to the Ogallala Indians in the girls' consolation game, which we're about to start here, followed by the boys' consolation game about 2 o'clock. Our two consolation games, the two Amherst games, will be right here on AM 1460, and then the championship games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I am Randy Bushcutter. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. These two teams obviously would much rather be playing in the championship games coming up later this afternoon. But, again, they kind of ran into some juggernauts, and right now Amherst has some injury issues that's kind of slowed down their girls' basketball team, and their boys just simply did not shoot very well last night. And in both cases, Amherst was not real competitive in their games that they played against North Platte St. Patrick yesterday. Ogallala, much the same for them. They were not real competitive with the two games that they faced against Kearney Catholic. So when you take a look at the matchup here between Ogallala and Amherst on both the boys' and the girls' side, you're going to see very similar records. You're going to see kind of some similar style. And, again, we think we have a couple of pretty good matchups here, and Amherst certainly wants to get going, kind of get building up for that next stretch run, that middle third of the season. They kind of want to get things going and maybe even heal up a little bit because, again, Shelby Hemmen, who hurt her elbow early in the game against Loomis a couple weeks ago, she's still kind of recovering, not quite 100%. In talking with Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout before the game, she pointed out that Shelby, her ligaments in that elbow are a little tight, and it's been having difficulty for her to really kind of have that fluid movement in there. It's a little bit tight, but that is better than it being too loose. One of the reasons why she could not play in a couple of those games that she missed was because the ligaments were too loose. It really opened up the opportunity for real serious damage to take place when your ligaments are too loose. So now that they're a little bit tight, that's actually a good sign, but it is going to take a little time for it to kind of work its way out. So Amherst wants to get things going. Hemmen should be a little bit better than she was yesterday in terms of health and being able to maybe put in some more minutes. And, again, Ogallala and Amherst, pretty even matchups here. So we anticipate a couple of nice high school basketball games for you this afternoon to kind of prime the pump a little bit for the championship games here at Cope Coliseum in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Those games will be this afternoon on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters between the Indians and the Broncos. We'll do that when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the starters and take a look at how these teams have fared so far this year. We'll do that right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you the starting lineups. We begin, first of all, for the Ogallala Indians. They come in with a record of 1-5 on the season. And the starters look like this. For Ogallala, Erin Reimers will make the start. She's a 5'4 junior. Carly Kay will also make the start. She's 5'2 and a junior. Jessica Pelusic, 5'8 and a junior. We'll start with Savannah Walsh. She's 5'8 and a senior. And Sierra Vorchetsky, a 5'8 junior, will start for head coach Blaine Cullen. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 1-5 on the season. And for Amherst, a little bit different lineup than what they had yesterday. They're going to make a little bit of a change. Instead of Bergstrom making the start here today, it's actually going to change over to Crystal Fernandez. So we'll take a look at the Amherst lineup. Shelby Hammond, a 6-foot-tall senior, will start with Keena Leach. She's 5'4" and and a junior. Katie Klingelhofer, 5'9 junior, will start with Jessica Fernandez. She is 5'10 and a senior. And Crystal Fernandez will start as well. She is 5'7 and also a senior. Amherst will actually be, they'll be sitting on the home bench, but they will be the visiting team here. They're in their road red uniforms. Ogallala will be in their home white uniforms with a little bit of white outlining, but mostly black lettering and black numbering for the orange and black Ogallala Indians. So, again, those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. The team's been announced. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back here. National Anthem wrapping up. We're just about ready to get things underway here between Ogallala and the Amherst Broncos. For Ogallala on the season, leading scorer for them has been Aaron Reimers, about 6.8 points per ball game. And here for Amherst, probably no big surprise that Shelby Hammond has been leading the way for them on the season. She's been averaging almost 16 points per ball game. But Katie Klingelhofer right there at 9.6 a game as well. Opening tip controlled by Amherst. Quick pass up ahead for Shelby Hammond. Hammond has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. And so the Broncos will maintain the possession as they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Good set play right off the tip. And the basketball on the baseline. Dribbling around is going to be Leach. Leach will get the ball back out here for Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez used up her dribble as Ogallala going man-to-man here. Keena Leach kicks it out. Dangerous pass, but Katie Klingelhofer comes up with it. She'll dribble up to the free throw line. Her jumper no good. Hammond with the rebound. Hammond leans in off glass. Shot will not fall. Another offensive rebound, this one by Fernandez, and Fernandez gets the soft jumper to roll in. And the first points of the ball game belong to Amherst. So Fernandez, offensive rebound and a bucket, and on the defensive end, it'll be a zone defense here for Amherst. Passing around the perimeter, Ogallala not really looking too much on the inside here. Pelusic will give it on the baseline for Savannah Walsh. And Walsh will kick it top of the circle here for Carly Kay. They're being very patient offensively, not really looking to penetrate. And they try the outside jumper, and they nail it. Jessica Pelusic, it's a long deuce. And now Amherst turns the ball over. little bit of token pressure here by Ogallala. So that one kind of an unforced error against Amherst. So 2-2 here in the early stages. And Kay with the dribble, top of the circle. This time Amherst now is going to come out, and they're playing a little man-to-man now. They come out of that zone, and they work the ball on the inside. Welsh will drive, and Welsh at left-handed layup. And Ogallala, a little 4-0 spurt here, and they take the lead. That gives them the opportunity to put on the press, and they're at midcourt. Dangerous pass, and it is stolen away. Aaron Reimers comes up with it, and the pass down low, and they're going to call a foul on Hammond. Hammond rolls her eyes, thought she had the block clean, and they're going to say she got a little bit of the body. So that is a foul on Shelby Hammond. And again, leading scorer and one of the better defenders for Amherst. They hate to see her get into any kind of foul trouble. Carly Kay will go to the line and shoot two, and the first one is up and good. So it's 5-2. Ogallala with the lead. Kay on the season, a 57% free throw shooter. This free throw is up, no good. Offensive rebound by Welsh, and Hammond pulls down the defensive rebound after the miss. Hammond will dribble it up herself. She's used up her dribble, throw it near midcourt to Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer's picked up defensively by Reimers. Pretty good man-to-man as now they're really trying to trap and press the ball. And Fernandez with the dribble. That's Jessica with the dribble, giving it off on the right side. A little give and go, gets the ball back on the baseline and hits the jumper. Pretty low play there for Amherst as Fernandez gave it away, flashed to the hoop right away and got the pass from Leach and hit the jumper. On the right wing, Reimers has it. Long jumper in and out, no good. I think they're going to tie up the rebound. Yeah, they do now. Pulling down the rebound originally for Amherst was Keena Leach, and then she got tied up with Savannah Welsh. Welsh was able to jump on the ball after Leach kind of spun around from one of the other Indians and then was tied up. So 5-4 here, Ogallala with the lead and the basketball. They inbound it here for Kay. Kay gives the top of the circle for Aaron Reimers. Reimers, little cut, ball knocked loose on the ground by Hammond. They'll tie it up, alternating possessions. And again, it will be Amherst basketball now as we move the possession arrow. Remember, you can hear all of our high school basketball games live on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com and also on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. A lob pass down low for Hammond. Hammond had to go up high for it, started to dribble with it, lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. That'll be another turnover against Amherst. But that was an athletic catch for Hammond, even though she lost the ball. Fernandez drives the baseline, and she is fouled. And we'll see who they give the foul to. Hammond was there. I think there was a reach before that happened. Nope, that is going to be on Shelby Hammond. And that is going to be her second personal foul. So she's in a little bit of foul trouble with 5:22 to go here in quarter number one. And the free throw back the iron and no good for Carly Kay. And Kay will have one more here as Hammond will come out. A little bit of foul trouble. Both team fouls have been on Shelby Hammond. And the free throw back the iron again. No good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Colby Klingelhofer, who checked in here for Amherst. Hammond is out with that foul trouble. Pass up ahead here for Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez shoots over the top of the defender. Good-looking shot. It will not fall. Rebound is taken out there by Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer trying to connect with Fernandez in the corner. Passes off the mark, and that'll be the fourth Amherst turnover here of quarter number one. And Ogallala will inbound underneath the basket here. Sophia Arnsdorf to toss it in, and she'll get it in for Sierra Vorcheski. Vorcheski facing some full court pressure here. Dribbling through it, though, is Reimers, and Reimers shut off by Fernandez. Pass tip, but Kay gets it on the right elbow, dribbles up a little bit. She shut out, so they'll kick it out between the circles. Dribbling is Reimers, and missed one Indian and actually found Arnsdorf on the right side. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Vorcheski has it. Pass on the inside, tipped, but picked up by Reimers. Reimers, great pass down low. The jumper up and good for Sophia Arnsdorf. Great pass down low to set her up for the easy bucket. It is 7-4. Ogallala with the lead. And breaking the press is going to be Amherst. Quick jumper by Mackenzie Bergstrom is a little bit short. Great opportunity, but it's missed. And Welsh comes down with the rebound here for the Indians. Nearing the midway point of quarter number one. and a three-point Indian lead. They've got the basketball. Reimers, nice little give-and-go, giving it to Welsh, and the shot no good, but the offensive rebound and bucket for Sophia Ahrensdorf, and Ahrensdorf coming alive here. She's got 4 points in the quarter. Dribble by Katie Klingelhofer. She gets it up ahead for Leach. Leach, nice bounce pass over to Fernandez, and Fernandez about 8 feet away on the left elbow hits the jumper, and that'll cut that lead back down to three. And again, Amherst going with the little zone here, a little 2-3 zone, and pass left corner for Vrchevsky. Vrchevsky wasn't ready for it, but with no pressure on, she was able to pick up the loose ball. Ahrensdorf has her pocket pick. It's stolen away by Leach. Leach lost the handle and kind of slowed down the possibility for a layup, and she'll give it back off to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer from the elbow gives it off on the right wing to Fernandez. Fernandez pass into the corner for Jessica Fernandez. Back out for Bergstrom. Bergstrom, long jumper, no good. And Sierra Vrchevsky pulls down the rebound. Out left pass, a two-on-two break here. Reimers has the ball knocked away, but it is going to be a reach whistled on Katie Klingelhofer. So Klingelhofer, her first personal foul, three as a team now, whistled against Amherst. And checking in here for the Broncos is going to be Ashley Kreitz as well as Sydney Tobenheim. And in for the Indians, going to be Kaylee Berg. Pelusic to inbound underneath. And again, they're getting an indication of what they want to do. And finally, they get everybody lined up where they want to. And Pelusic will inbound underneath their own basket. Pretty good pressure by Amherst. They'll just have to throw it in just to get it in. Carly Kay works back around the perimeter, getting it to Mackenzie Ryan. Ryan kicks it out. Jumper by Berg, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be a push that's whistled against the Indians. And on the far side, the folks wearing red for Amherst. Kind of glad that finally a foul has been whistled against the Indians. It goes against Kay, which is her first personal foul. Ogallala will try to pressure, but nice job by Amherst to break it on the baseline. Colby Klingelhofer, now she's got pretty good pressure going on. And just in time to break the five-second count, they get the ball to Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer, facing that pressure, turned the ball over. Took a little extra stutter step, apparently, when she got started, and they called the travel. So 2:39 to go, 9-6. Ogallala with the lead and the basketball here in the first quarter. Pass almost tied up by Bergstrom, but with the dribble is going to be Pelusic. Jenna Pelusic will get the ball left side for Mackenzie Ryan. Ryan's pass in the lane on the ground. Coming up with it is Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer will dribble through traffic, has a little bit of a break, and we're going to have a walk. That walk was created by pretty good pressure by Jessica Pelusic. And Pelusic didn't quite get the charge. She was there for the charge, and that did cause kind of a little stutter step on the jump stop there, and it forced the turnover. So Amherst back on defense, and they're trying to pressure the ball. Pelusic locked the ball in the corner, but it was knocked out of her hands by Klingelhofer, so it will be Amherst basketball. For the Indians, Reimers and Vrchevsky, a couple of starters checking back into the game here for Ogallala. And again, the Indians, they substitute literally on every whistle. Inbounds for Vrchevsky. Vrchevsky pass back to the inside, stolen away by Sydney Tobenheim. Good defense for Tobenheim. It's tied up by Bergstrom, and it's going to be a held ball. Alternating possessions, going to give the ball back to the Indians. Minute 56 to go here, quarter number one, 9-6. Indians with the lead and the basketball. They toss it in here for Vrchevsky. Vrchevsky, a little give and go off the inbounds play. Ball knocked loose. Another turnover. Coming up with it is Katie Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer will set up the half-court offense. Right now, Ogallala going man-to-man. Klingelhofer, Colby Klingelhofer, throws it to the inside, and it's intercepted by Pelusic, and Ogallala gets the basketball back. Reimers kicks it right side. Long three for Vrchevsky. The WNBA three is off the mark. Jenna Pelusic pulls down the rebound. Missed. And then coming out of there with it for Amherst is going to be Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to let traffic clear and hand the ball off to Katie Klingelhofer, and they'll set up shop in the offensive zone. Again, Sydney Tobenheim facing great pressure here as she's pressured, and they try a little give and go off that pick. bad pass to Bergstrom, so they'll have to reset the offense. They had something going there. Driving the baseline now is Sidney Toppenheim. Toppenheim is shut off defensively by Berg. And 5 second count going on. And I think Nicky Eckhout, yep, just called a quick timeout to maintain the possession. Timeout, 30-second timeout for the Broncos. They trail at 9-6, 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, again, I always like it when coaches call that timeout, even in the first quarter, to maintain the possession. I always say it, 2 points in the first quarter means just as much as 2 points in the fourth quarter. You need to add them all up, and that's your final score. So the timeout in the face of that pressure was, I think, a good call for head coach Nicky Eckhout, even though he was 54 seconds away from her having a natural break to talk about it, but it maintains the possession, and hopefully Amherst can do something with it here. They inbound it for Keena Leach, as they made pretty good substitutions here. Bounce pass on the inside, stolen away. And Savannah Welsh comes up with a loose ball. Welsh will bring it in the offensive zone and just put the ball back out here for Reimers. Well, this is when that timeout, now it doesn't work because you turn the ball over. Left side Welsh, she's looking to the inside here as Amherst does have man-to-man pressure going on. Dribble by Reimers. Reimers, the ball dead, so they really kind of screw on the defense just a little bit tighter. And they give it to Berg. Berg's pass stolen away. The steal by Fernandez. She'll go in for the layup and is fouled. Going hard to the rack. Jessica Fernandez will now go to the line and shoot two after she was hit on the arm by Aaron Reimers after Fernandez made the steal. So to the line, Jessica Fernandez, who is a 25% free throw shooter. Not that many trips to the line here on the season. And she hits the first of two. 15 seconds to go here. Quarter number one. Fernandez's second free throw is on the way. She hits both of them. She's got 4 points in the quarter. Makes it a one-point ball game. And the inbounds goes into the hands of Reimers. Reimers, 12 seconds left. We'll bring it in the offensive zone with 9 seconds left. Pass in the lane to Berg, and Berg is fouled. Long pass from midcourt all the way into the lane, and it's going to be a foul against number 30, Ariana Hanwiger. That'll be her first, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Berg. Berg's first free throw is off the mark, so score remains 9-8 with 7.2 seconds to go. Second free throw on the way. She rattles that one home, and Berg will come out of the game for the final 7.2 seconds. Checking in for her is going to be Ahrensdorf. And Fernandez to inbound the basketball here to Leach. Back to Fernandez. Long pass up ahead in traffic. With it is Hadwiger. Hadwiger in the corner. Jumper by Toppenheim. Oh, just off the mark. A good-looking set play there for Amherst. They don't get a bucket out of it, but a good look at the rack. Here is Ogallala leading it 10-8 as we'll start the second quarter right after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Amherst has possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. They trail it 10-8. And Katie Klingelhofer will get the ball off her for Keena Leach. Hemman checked back into the ball game. Pass on the inside, stolen away by Savannah Welsh. The ninth turnover against Amherst compared to four for Ogallala. Turnovers been a bugaboo for both of these two teams throughout the course of the season. Top of the circle, Reimers has it. And she's facing some man-to-man pressure, so she'll give it off on the left wing by Carly Kay. Kay will ball fake, pass on the inside. It's actually going to be off the hands of Amherst. Such a bad pass that it actually went between the two Ogallala players. And unfortunately, that is where Fernandez was, and she reacted to the ball going by, and she tipped it out of bounds. She wasn't there. It had been a turnover, but as it was, well, she wasn't there to be in the way of that pass as Ogallala does throw it away here. Funny game. Sometimes you can do the right thing and have it not work and do the wrong thing and it does work. Long pass up ahead to Hemant. Hemant, great catch. Will drive to the rack. Missed the layup. And the rebound taken out of there by Welsh. A good pass up ahead. And Hemant will not miss too many of those drives. Kay on the right wing. Little ball fake. She's picked up defensively by Klingelhofer. She'll give a top of the circle for Welsh. Welsh directing traffic. Having trouble passing over the top of the taller Hemant. She puts the ball on the ground. A couple of guards tied up here for Amherst. Alternating possessions will give Ogallala the ball. With 6:46 to go here, quarter number one. Possession arrow pointing to the Indians. And they'll inbound it. Have a little trouble doing so. Kaylee Berg gets the inbounds, and she's well behind the three-point arc. She'll dribble into the corner. Pass is tipped by Fernandez and into the hands of Hemant. So good job there for both of those two young women playing some nice defense. Hemant brings it in the offensive zone. We'll give it off for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer back to Fernandez. Fernandez, strong drive, and she'll hit the little runner. Jessica Fernandez, 6 points in the game, and we are tied at 10. 6:20 to go here before halftime. Right wing with it is Kaylee Berg for Ogallala. She'll get it in the corner for Kay here in the consolation game of the girls' holiday basketball tournament here at Kearney Catholic High School. Left wing with it is Berg. Berg has the ball knocked loose, is able to track it down. Good hands there by Leach. And now Berg off of a screen will step up, has her shot blocked by Klingelhofer. And now Klingelhofer has the ball back. Hemant asking for it down low. They'll kick it in the corner for Toppenheim. Toppenheim jumper no good. Rebound by Berg. And Berg, long pass up ahead. Getting it is Kay. Kay will kick it off on the left wing for Pulisic. She shoots around Hemming and goes out of bounds on the rebound. After the miss, it goes out of bounds. And Hemming had to be careful there. Hemming had to be careful there that she didn't collect her third personal foul. So she did a good job of playing defense, but not overly aggressively, and giving up another cheap foul. She's in foul trouble. That could be acute foul trouble if she picks another one up here before halftime. Fernandez will play a little catch with Klingelhofer to break the press. Klingelhofer, a little spin move, lost the ball into the hands of Ogallala. Ahrensdorf leading the break, passes the ball up ahead to Kay. Kay jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Ahrensdorf, and Ahrensdorf hits the jumper. She's got 6 points off the bench here for Ogallala. And that'll give the Indians the lead again. Pass up ahead, and an easy layup that time for Shelby Hemant. Her first bucket of the game. Give credit to Fernandez for a nice little pass through the lane. Good, strong pass. Kay kicks it top of the circle here for Reimers. We're tied at 12. 5 minutes to go before halftime. Kay playing a little catch with Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf tries to enter to the elbow, and we'll work it back around the perimeter. Kay will shoot well off the mark, and they're going to tie up the rebound. And this time the possession arrow points to Amherst. Jenna Pulisic going to check back in here for Ogallala. Palacek, my apologies, Palacek. Loose ball. Fernandez trying to track it down, can't. It's going to be a turnover. Here comes Ogallala. They'll kick it off on the right side for Palacek. Palacek has her pocket pick by Fernandez. She gets the ball back. Klingelhofer, long pass up ahead. Waiting for it is Toppenheim. Toppenheim jumper no good. Hemant trying to get the rebound, can't. Fortunate she didn't get called for the foul, and Vorcheski trying to pass, trying to dribble all at the same time, just kind of got discombobulated, and she turned the ball over. Unofficially, Oglala with 7 turnovers, Amherst with 10 here in the first half. And we are tied at 12. Quick pass down low for Tobenheim, and Tobenheim is fouled. Klingelhofer got it near midcourt and just snapped it immediately to Tobenheim all the way down to the low block. And she was fouled as the defense collapsed on her. And now Tobenheim will go line and shoot 2 after the foul on Mackenzie Ryan. And the free throw is up and good. It's a nice shot there by Tobenheim, Sydney Tobenheim. And Tobenheim on the season came in 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. So 33% free throw shooter coming into the weekend. She hits the first of 2. And the back of the iron, no good, but the rebound is tipped out into the hands of Leach. Leach with a little jumper, and she hits it off glass. Keena Leach. About a 15-foot jumper off the left wing, and a 3-point lead here for Amherst. I believe this is their largest lead of the game. Left side, Polacek gets it at the elbow for Welsh. Welsh, nice little dump off on the right wing. Jumper by Kay, no good. Fighting for the rebound. The Indians come up with it, and I think that's Ahrensdorf with another offensive rebound and bucket. And that'll cut that lead back down to 1, and Amherst, little unforced error, they turned it over. Ashley Kreitz with the turnover, unofficially the 11th on Amherst. 3:42 to go before halftime, 15-14. Amherst with the lead, Ogallala with the basketball. They pressure the inbounds, Kay gets it. Kay muscles up, gets out to the free throw line, kicks left side for Polacek. Polacek looking on the inside. 5-second count going on. Dribbles through it. Gives it to Kay. Right side for Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf off a little high screen. Throws it top of the circle here for Polacek. Polacek gives it off on the left wing here for Welsh. Welsh gets a little bit of a screen. Has the dribble. She's picked up by Kreitz. As right now Amherst going man-to-man here. And a nice little pick and roll. They get the ball down low for Welsh. And Welsh is fouled. So Savannah Welsh will go to the line. She'll have a couple of shots. And that'll be a foul whistled on Sydney Tobenheim, her first. Savannah Welsh, a couple of free throws, and the first one is up and good. Welsh came into the action today, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, so that'll improve her 66% free throw shooting percentage. Free throw up. And rolling around, no good. Rebound ripped down there by Crystal Fernandez, and then a foul is going to be whistled on Ogallala. 5 team fouls against Amherst. 4 have been whistled against Ogallala. And we are tied at 15 with 3:10 to go here in the ballgame, in the first half of the ballgame. Inbounds for Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer is picked up by Polacek. They trap her. She'll just dump it back out for Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez up for Bergstrom, who gets it out top of the circle here for Klingelhofer. Right wing with it is Colby Klingelhofer, and her pass is stolen away. Pretty good defense there by Savannah Welsh. And here comes Ogallala trying to attack the basket. Carly Kay gets it off on the left side for Welsh. Welsh, long three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound by Kay. Kay, shot tipped around, and finally coming up a loose ball is Katie Klingelhofer. She gets credit for the rebound and brings it in the offensive zone. Polacek gets lost, and dribbling past her is Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer hits a nice little 13-foot jumper on the left wing. Amherst puts that lead back out to 2. They lead it 17-15, 2:22 to go here before halftime. Ball loose on the left side. Klingelhofer couldn't come up with it, so Vorchevsky will kick it in the corner here for Welsh. They cycle through in the back door. Kay up high trying to make the catch. It was a little bit too high and a little bit too hard, and it'll be a turnover. And they've been able to connect with Carly Kay. Kay snuck in the back door running the baseline. She would have had an easy layup. A lot of different ways to play the defense. One of them is to make sure that when you do pass, it has to be a tough pass. Fernandez brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Hammond on the baseline. She'll drive the baseline, bounce pass, a nice one in for Tobenheim. Tobenheim lost the ball, and Savannah Welsh comes up with it. Nice pass by Hammond, And I think it surprised her teammate. Pass on the left corner for Polacek. Polacek long jumper, no good. Hammond comes up with a rebound, and she'll kick the ball back out. So here comes Amherst. Kind of a secondary break. They get it down low for Hammond, and Hammond, nice little power move, hits the shot. Got the ball, kind of faked it like she was going to throw it back to the free throw line, and then drove right back in with a good power drive and power dribble, and she pushes that lead out to four. Welsh looking on the inside here as they're working around the perimeter for Ogallala. Top of the circle, Polacek will give it off for Reimers. Reimers with the dribble, lobs it on the inside, ball knocked loose. Amherst comes up with it, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Erin Reimers. That'll be her second. Minute six to go here, and that's still going to be an inbounding time here. It's going to be the fifth team foul now against Ogallala. Sophie Ahrensdorf going to check back into the game. And Amherst brings in the offensive zone. Klingelhofer gets it off for Mackenzie Bergstrom. And the pass on that left side tipped by one number five after the shoulder of the other. Erin Reimers with the little tip. It hit Keena Leach as it went out of bounds. So that'll be the 14th turnover against Amherst here in the first half. 57.4 seconds to go. And they'll inbound it for Ahrensdorf. Ogallala throws it down that right sideline. Kay with the dribble. She's picked up defensively man-to-man by Tobenheim. They'll kick it off on the right wing for Polusic. Polusic with the dribble. Throws it down low. Kay posts up, and she gets her first field goal of the game. Carly Kay, nice strong drive there. And that makes it now 19-17. In the corner. Quick jumper, no good for Tobenheim. And the rebound taken out there by Jessica Polusic. And Polusic will get the ball to Kay. And Kay breaks the timeline with the pass on the right side for Kaylee Berg. Berg with the dribble. In the lane, bounce pass for Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf gives it back inside for Polusic. Nowhere to shoot there. And there's 3 seconds left as we have another whistle. And it'll be a 3-second violation against Ogallala. So Amherst with a 2-point lead and 3.5 seconds to try to add to it here as they'll inbound it late in the second quarter. They'll lob it in for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer from midcourt will shoot. It actually hits the mat as the buzzer expires. Shot over the top of the glass, and that'll do it for the first half. Very entertaining first half as Amherst has a 19-17 lead as we head to the locker room. So the Broncos, who trailed much of the first half, actually had the locker room with a bit of a lead here, 19-17. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow! Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow! Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We are at halftime as Amherst has a 19-17 lead. They trailed by as many as five and had a couple of okay leads as well, but have to be content with a 2-point lead. They trailed most of the first half and then kind of found their groove a little bit, although both these two teams having some issues with turnovers. Unofficially, Amherst 14 turnovers here in the first half compared to 8 for Ogallala. One thing that Amherst has probably done a little bit better job of, but I think they've rebounded the ball, and they have a slight rebounding edge here in the first half and have shot the ball a little bit better than has Ogallala as the Indians trail here at the break 19-17. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Ogallala. They led after one quarter 10-8, but they trail here at intermission 19-17. And they're being led so far by Sophia Ahrensdorf off the bench. Ahrensdorf with 3 rebounds and 8 points here in the first half. 3 points for Carly Kay. 3 points also for Savannah Welsh. 2 points for Jessica Polacek. Kaylee Berg has 1 point off the bench here for Ogallala, who, as we mentioned, trail at 19-17 after one quarter of play. For Amherst, very balanced scoring for them. Leading the way is Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez with 6 points, including going a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So she's got 6 points at intermission. Shelby Hemmen, 3 rebounds to go with her 4 points. Also 4 points and a couple of rebounds for Crystal Fernandez. 2 points for Kenya Leach. 2 points for Katie Klingelhofer. Sydney Tobenheim, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She also has a rebound, and she's got 1 point here at intermission. And right now, Amherst with a 19-17 lead over Ogallala. And as we mentioned, after the conclusion of this game, we'll probably have to step away for a little bit, but then we'll have coverage of the boys' game between Ogallala and Amherst coming up next right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, at halftime of our girls' game, it is Ogallala trailing to Amherst, the Broncos with a 19-17 lead over the Indians. We'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's remind you that Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll step away. We'll continue with more of the Halftime Report coming up right after this. Time out.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We're at halftime of the girls' consolation game. Amherst has a 19-17 lead over Ogallala. Coming up in a little bit will be the boys' consolation game. Same two schools will be hooking up in that one. And kind enough to talk to us about that game is Amherst head coach Clark Ribble. And coach, obviously, don't want to be in the consolation game. Want to be in the finals. But yesterday just kind of struggled a little bit against North Platte St. Pat's.
Credit yesterday needs to go to North Platte St. Pat's. They played a heck of a game. They were very physical, and like you said, you know, I'm just glad we get to play another game today.
And they are a very physical team. I mean, that's a tough matchup as they got the ball to the on the inside, and those big strong kids, they're just matchup problems for most teams that I think they're going to face.
Right, yeah. You know, we saw them last year in our holiday tournament at home, and they had those same two big kids, and they're really a force inside, and they're going to be it'll be a fun matchup with them and Kearney Catholic tonight.
But let's turn our attention to the game of most interest, obviously, to the folks wearing red today, and that is your guys' matchup with Ogallala. Again, I think they don't have that big inside presence as much as what you ran into yesterday. They're more of a team, I think, that really kind of mirrors you in the sense that I think probably some of your better players are probably in the guard position.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I've only watched their game that was last night against Kearney Catholic, and I think they are a perimeter-oriented team. They've got some decent post guys, decent size, but I don't think that that's their first option.
And again, what are you going to try to do with those guys? I mean, kind of go with your bread and butter. What do you see as kind of the game plan from what limited amount you've been able to kind of see them?
Well, I think we are going to try and run. I think we're best when we push the tempo and keep the pace fast. We're obviously going to try and box out their physical players. We're also going to try and keep track of their guards because I think their guards like to slash and get to the hoop a little bit.
Are you kind of hoping that your offense, your defense gets kind of able to set up your offense and try to get a lot of points in transition, or you just want to really kind of make it so possessions are a relatively short amount of time?
Yeah, I think both. I think defense has to, our defense has to predicate our offense, but I also think that we need to score quick. And when we do that, we're a pretty dangerous team.
You really kind of feel you get a team, get the game up in the 60s, it is to your benefit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's key for us. We're not a team that does well in the 30s or 40s. We want to be in the high 50s or in the 60s somewhere.
And just kind of keep going in there. You're kind of a one-third of the way through the season. You know, kind of you get to the holiday tournament, there's about one-third done and all that stuff. What are some areas that you feel pretty happy with how your team's playing and areas that you kind of feel that you need to make some improvement?
A few areas that I'm happy with are the way that we're playing together. I think that we're doing a nice job sharing the basketball. A few areas where we need to improve are defensive communication. We need to get a little bit better at rebounding. We need to get a few more kids in the mix with experience. Those are just a few areas that we need to improve.
Well, Coach Ribble, appreciate the time, and best luck to you this afternoon.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Clark Ribble, the head boys basketball coach at Amherst. Right now at Amherst, leads in girls basketball 19-17 at halftime of the girls' consolation game here at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for the third quarter between the Indians and the Broncos right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For lunch, dinner, a late-night snack, or a brew, it's Murphy's Wagon Wheel. Tasty wood-grilled burgers and steaks, macho nachos, thick barbecued ribs and brisket. From microbrews, specialty beers, 12 different on tap, to daily food and drink specials. Plenty of flat-screen TVs to keep you up on the games. Hastings' finest watering hole, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, at 1st and Lincoln downtown, and online at murphyswagonwheel.com. Meet ya at the wheel.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We're at halftime, 19-17. Ogallala trailing Amherst, Lady Broncos with a 2-point advantage. And again, these two schools will be hooking up on the boys' side in the consolation game coming up for you. And that game is scheduled for about a 2:00 tip as well. And we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN 1460. So we'll probably be pretty close to being on schedule to kind of have a tight schedule, an hour and a half window between games, and obviously with a 20-minute warm-up period, we might actually fall a little bit behind schedule. Reminder for you, tonight, those two consolation games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ogallala, first possession of the second half. Kay, we're working on the right side. Hammond has to back away from the defense a little bit, but gives it up to Reimers. Pass on the inside, and it's going to be stolen away, and then a hold. Amherst with the steal. Keena Leach made up the defensive play, and then the reach against Ogallala is going to be the first team foul whistled against the Indians here in the second half, and that'll go against Reimers, and that'll be, I'll check that, they changed it to Berg, and that'll be her first. So Klingelhofer brings it in the offensive zone here for Amherst, and the Broncos do start their starters here in the second half. Kicking the right side for Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez on the baseline, picked up man-to-man by Palacek, and pass on the inside is turned over. 15 turnovers on Amherst, driving. Pass up ahead. Reimers tries the layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Ball back out to Kay. Kay gives it to Berg, and blocked by Hammond. Hammond comes up with a loose ball after the block. She's calling for it. Fernandez will dribble up and shoot, though. Reimers missed, pulls down the miss. And the long pass up ahead. The Indians on the run. A little ball fake here. And they'll work it back around the perimeter at the free throw line. Turnover against Savannah Welch. And that was in the face of some pretty good pressure there by Amherst. So the Broncos forced the turnover. And they're still trying to add to their 19-17 lead. About a minute into the third quarter here. Klingelhofer picks up her dribble, throws it right at half court to Keenan Leach. And Leach will give it to Hammond. Hammond in the lane. Hammond with the drive, the scoop, and the bucket. Shelby Hammond, very athletic drive there. She's got 6 points in the quarter. Excuse me, 6 points here in the ball game. And now push that lead back out to four. Led by as many as five, and that's been their biggest lead. Welsh has it. Stopped there by Hammond, as right now the Broncos going with a little 2-3 zone here. Dribbling is Kay. Kay takes it on the baseline, has her shot blocked by Hammond. And it's tipped out for Savannah Welsh. So Welsh comes up with a loose ball. Awkward-looking shot that won't fall for Palacek. And the loose ball on the inside finally pulled out of there by Hammond. And Hammond's going to lead a two-on-two break. Hammond's going to drive. Hammond, he'll lay it up, and we're going to have a block call. Boy, that was awfully close on the block charge call. And it's going to be on Jessica Palacek. And that'll be her first instead of Hammond's third. So that's a big swing there. For one thing, Hammond will go line and shoot two. Don't check it. They're going to say that the block came before the shot. I don't know how that would be, but in any event, they're going to call the block, but before the shot. And so Amherst will inbound it, and the inbound pass knocked to the sideline by Aaron Reimers and out of bounds. They're going to let him inbound on the baseline, and that's a little bit of a break here for Amherst. No, just toss the ball in for Leach. Leach in the corner, kicks it off on the left side for Fernandez. Back to Leach. Leach lost the ball as she was trying to pass it. And she was trying to jump over the top of the taller defender to be able to dump it in there and lost the ball on the way up. So that'll be another turnover. And then they get the turnover right back. Fernandez makes the steal. Pass up ahead for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound and then the walk. It's rebounded by Ahrensdorf, and Ahrensdorf just didn't have her feet underneath her. She was kind of leaning forward when she grabbed the rebound and just really couldn't get her feet underneath her. And so a turnover there. Fernandez now will inbound it. And, boy, they lost track of one of the Broncos on the right side, and it's a layup for Crystal Fernandez. She came off the screen on that inbounds play and was all by her lonesome. A 6-point Amherst lead, their largest lead of the game. They lead it 23-17. Kay with the dribble, and Kay will kick it top of the circle. We'll get the ball out on the left wing with it, Reimers. Reimers has it blocked, but there's a foul in underneath. Fernandez came up with a block. But they're going to say that she committed the foul. So Fernandez, her first personal foul, is going to send Reimers to the line to shoot two. And Aaron Reimers, a 54.5% free throw shooter, misses the first of two free throws. Score remains 23-17. Largest lead of the game here. Second free throw, no good. A rebound taken out by Fernandez. And Fernandez will give it back off for Klingelhofer. Offensive zone here for the Broncos. And they'll kick it off on the right side for Leach. Leach looking on the inside. Gives it for Hammond. Hammond double team. Puts up the shot and hits it. Hits it. Just muscled her way up there. And she's got 8 in the game. Starting to get a little offensive momentum here for Amherst. They lead it by 8. And at the elbow with the basketball is going to be Borcheski. She'll kick it into the corner. That's Welsh. And Welsh will hit the jumper. Good ball movement there for Oglala. And they found the open shooter in Welsh. Dribbling up. Nobody picked up Klingelhofer. And she tries the 15-foot jumper. It's no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And that is going to go on Shelby Hammond. That is going to be her third. Checking in, Mackenzie Bergstrom for Amherst. I thought they might come in for Hammond, but Hammond's going to stay out there with her third personal foul. Kay in the offensive zone, kicks it up ahead for Welsh. Welsh dribbles around. Hammond puts up the shot, and it's going to be a held ball. Hammond had it, but actually brought it down, something she doesn't do very often, and then Welsh was able to tie it up. We'll move the possession arrow and give the ball to Amherst. Hammond's going to come out of the game, get a little breather here. Starting to get a little fatigue, playing about 3.5 a hard minutes of basketball. Don't want her to get a fatigue foul now that she's got 3 fouls in the game. Pass to the elbow to Fernandez. Fernandez throws it through the lane, and it's intercepted by Welsh. And she'll let traffic clear. Still has her dribble, and will bring it in the offensive zone. She'll kick left side for Jenna Palacek. Palacek picked up defensively by Leach, as right now Amherst going man-to-man, and we've got a jump ball in underneath. It was tied up. And the possession arrow pointing to Ogallala. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own basket. Jessica Palacek going to check into the ball game. And inbounded is Sophia Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf looking, throws it in the corner. Open there is Palacek, and Palacek hits the little jumper off the inbounds play. About 10 feet away on the baseline, and that'll cut that lead down to four. Four straight points here for Ogallala after Amherst built an eight-point lead. Leach with the dribble. Going to milk the clock here a little bit. 3:35 to go. Lost the ball, but is able to shovel it forward to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, a little ball fake, dribbles, throws it through the lane, gets it to Fernandez. Fernandez now will kick it back out as they collapsed on her, and they'll get the ball over for Bergstrom. Left wing back for Klingelhofer. She'll take it down to the baseline. She's double-teamed there as they trap, and she'll throw it in for Fernandez. Fernandez tries to pass it back out, and it's intercepted. Kay comes up with the defensive play, and now she'll bring it in the offensive zone. Little spin move, drives the lane, has her shot blocked, but there's going to be a foul whistled on Fernandez. So two free throws coming up here for the Indians, and that'll be on Fernandez. That'll be her second. And after the free throw here by Kay, who's one out of four from the free throw line, after the first free throws, we'll have a slew of substitutions. The free throw was good. For Amherst, checking in the battle is going to be Klingelhofer, Hadwiger, and Ashley Kreit. And I think it was Kaylee Berg that came in here for Ogallala. At the free throw line is Kay. Her second free throw is good. So she hits both ends of it. And now give her a breather as Aaron Reimers will check in. And a timeout for Ogallala. Blaine Coleman calls the timeout. We've got a two-point ball game. 3:01 to go, third quarter. 25-23, Amherst with the lead. They'll inbound the ball when we come back after this.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School, 25-23. Amherst with the lead over Ogallala here in the girls' consolation game of the KC Holiday Tournament. And again, Ogallala looking for an opportunity to trap as they inbound it. They get the ball to Fernandez. Fernandez right wing for Leach. She brings it across the timeline, throws it down that sideline, and they force the turnover. Yeah, and Ariana Hadwiger made the catch, but ball was thrown right on the sideline. And by the time she caught it, she didn't have much of a choice but to go out of bounds. So the pressure for Ogallala forces the Amherst turnover, the 19th of the ball game. With the dribble, Palacek, pass on the inside. That one's going to be stolen away by Jessica Fernandez. Good read there by Fernandez, and she got those long arms out there. Good anticipation by Fernandez. That was well done. Klingelhofer, double team. Pass is going to be tipped, knocked back into the backcourt. Jessica Leach is able to track it down, and then we're going to have her step on that sideline. Wasn't sure if they're going to call the reach there or if she stepped out of bounds, and the answer is she stepped out of bounds. So another turnover on Amherst, and so Ogallala with a chance to take the lead or tie it most assuredly. Neither team has hit a three-pointer in the ballgame yet. Right side, Reimers has it. Throws it top of the circle here for Palacek. Back around the perimeter. We'll have a line change for Amherst next stoppage. The drive down low passes the pass. The shot is actually blocked. Reimers comes up with it, And it was last touched by Amherst. I think getting the block was Ashley Kreis. And Amherst is going to put five new bodies out there. Bergstrom checks in with Hemmen and Klingelhofer and Crystal Fernandez. I know I missed somebody, and we'll check it here in just a second. The inbound is for Palacek. Palacek from the elbow. Kicks the ball back out for Kaylee Berg. Berg picked up by Sydney Tobenheim, the other name I missed. And they'll get it out for Palacek. Her long jumper's no good. Rebound in underneath. Shot won't fall. Bergstrom was there defensively. And then the rebound by Fernandez. Fernandez had the ball stolen away. Reimers will drive and score. Fernandez got the rebound but was on her knees, tried to pass it out. Reimers made the interception and then just went hard to the rack, and she was hit on the arm as she laid it up and in. And the foul on Hemmen, that is her fourth personal foul with a minute 44 to go here. And so that a big call, that a big moment. Jessica Fernandez is going to check in here for Hemmen. And that's a tough foul because you got the rebound and then it just kind of fell apart on you pretty quickly there. The free throw by Reimers is up and good. And Ogallala, with a 9-0 run here, have taken a 26-25 lead. At one point, it was 25-17. I guess it's not 9-0, but they've outscored him to take the lead. Klingelhofer has it. Gives it to Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim being defense there by Mackenzie Ryan. Nice pass down low for Fernandez, and Fernandez will score. Good pass from post to post as Klingelhofer very quickly got it to Fernandez. And just like that, Amherst takes the lead back. Jumper on that left side, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Crystal Fernandez. And Fernandez gives it off for Klingelhofer. Long pass up ahead. Here's Tobenheim. Tobenheim jumper good. Sydney Tobenheim. Nice little drive there and quick little run here for Amherst as they take the lead right back. 4-0 run to take the lead back. Plachek will give it off on the right side for Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf helps work it back around the perimeter. Little ball fake on the dribble is Reimers. Reimers' pass is knocked down, but picking it up is Plachek here for Ogallala. 40 seconds to go as they kick it for Reimers. Reimers thought about shooting the three. She'll get it to the elbow to Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf on the right wing, over for Palacek. Palacek watches Ahrensdorf come through, a little ball fake. Kicks it out for Reimers. She'll fire the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Palacek. Palacek jumper will not fall. Rebound taken out of there by Tobenheim. Tobenheim, feeling the pressure, slows down, and will give it back out for Klingelhofer. 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. With the dribble, number 11, Klingelhofer. And she'll give it off left wing here for Tobenheim. 6 seconds left. At the elbow, they give it for Bergstrom. Bergstrom, jumper in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound, off glass. The bucket is good by Jessica Fernandez at the buzzer. Amherst, 31. Ogallala, 26, as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Hey, Nebraska, what better way to start the new year than saving up to $200 on a new set of tires? That's right, for a limited time, when you buy four premium Big O brand tires, you'll get up to $200 in savings. That's up to $50 off per tire. At Big O Tires, you'll get the best quality, price, service, and selection in town. So start the new year right with a great set of tires and up to $200 in savings. Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. A nice little run here after Ogallala took the lead. A nice job here for Amherst on a 6-0 run to end the quarter to build the momentum and, more importantly, build the lead. They lead at 31-26. They led by as many as eight. And now you can't just rest on a lead. You can't just try to hold on to it. But they'll have the opportunity to add to the lead here as they'll inbound the basketball. Jessica Fernandez to toss it in. And remember, Shelby Hemmen in a little bit of foul trouble. She picked up two quick fouls in that third quarter. And so she'll start the fourth quarter with four fouls on the bench. They inbound it, give it to Leach. Leach will kick it in the corner for Crystal Fernandez. And you can just kind of see the tempo is picked up defensively here for Ogallala as well. Klingelhoff will drive in the lane, found the open shooter in Bergstrom, and Bergstrom shot no good. Rebound tipped finally into the hands of Reimers, and Reimers will lead the break here for Ogallala, and she lost the ball. She carried it. Yeah, she had a little trouble getting her hands on it. When she actually carried the ball, she actually rolled it over to start the dribble, took an extra step with it. So it'll be a turnover here on Ogallala, and a missed opportunity there for the Indians because they had a two-on-one break. Klingelhoffer brings in the offensive zone, gives it to the elbow for Jessica Fernandez, and she has it tied up and then ripped out of there. Welsh actually has the ball in the offensive zone with the bounce pass to Ahrensdorf. Another turnover on Amherst as that Ogallala defense forcing another turnover. Left wing giving it to Reimers. Reimers, man-to-man pressure here by Amherst. Ball knocked loose by Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer fighting for it. Can't come up with it. It's Berg who comes up with it. And there's going to be an over-and-back call. The ball was tipped by Klingelhoffer. The ball did not go in the backcourt, but when Reimers grabbed it, she ended up going in the backcourt. So a forced turnover here by Amherst. And again, that both defenses kind of ratcheting up here just a little bit. Checking in is Ashley Kreitz for Amherst. And the inbounds for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer gives it left side. Fernandez will fire the three. It's no good. And it goes over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. So Ogallala will actually have to inbound. They had their hands on the ball anyway. Savannah Welsh pulled it in. So now Ogallala has a pocket pick by Leach. Leach with the steal, or is it going to be a foul? She knocked the ball away from Carly Kay, and I thought she was going to be able to come up with it. She could not. It wasn't a held ball either. They're actually going to call the hold on Leach as she was trying to pull in the ball. That'll be her first personal foul and the fifth team foul against Amherst. Two team fouls have been whistled against Ogallala here in the second half, and that is all. Ahrensdorf with the dribble, facing some full court trapping defense, passed up ahead. And they don't get it across the court in time. 10 seconds. Ball caught at midcourt. Ogallala never did bring it into the offensive zone. You have to have the ball and both feet into the offensive zone. And Ogallala made the catch at midcourt. And Kay didn't get across midcourt. She had 1 foot back in the backcourt already. So Klingelhoffer with the basketball after the turnover. And they'll work it down low. Nice pass in for Fernandez. Fernandez, though, lost the ball, and it's stolen away by Jenna Polacek. So another turnover here on Amherst. And here comes Ogallala with a chance to cut that lead back down. Ahrensdorf has it, down by five, looking on the inside, but pretty good pressure there by Kreitz. And they'll kick right wing for Berg. Berg watches everybody cycle through, but can't pass over the top of Fernandez. Pass stolen away by Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer is going to try the layup and is clobbered as she tries it. And Carly Kay whistled for the foul. And Kay, not a dirty foul, but she didn't get robbed either. She made sure that Klingelhoffer was not going to have a three-point play opportunity. And now Klingelhoffer will have to go to the line and shoot twice to get the same amount of points she would have had if she would have made the layup. She's 6-13 on the season, about a 46% free throw shooter, and this free throw was off the mark, so score remains 31-26. Amherst with the lead. Hammond and Tobenheim checking back in here for Amherst with 5:56 to go, fourth quarter. Klingelhoffer taking her time at the line, bends the knees, fires up there, good-looking shot, and she turns the net inside out. She's got three in the game and an eight-point lead. Long pass, and Ogallala comes up with it at midcourt. Borcheski comes up with it. She'll play point guard right now. She doesn't look comfortable with the ball, and she'll kick it left side for Kay. Kay has it, gets a little screen. Kay drives down to the baseline, doesn't want to shoot over the top. Yes, she does shoot over the top of Hemmen. It's off the mark and then rebounded by Borcheski. Borcheski, a little hand-to-hand combat with Hemmen, trying to come up with the ball. Last touch by Borcheski as it goes out of bounds. You know, I can't tell if that was a shot or a pass over the top of Hammond. In any event, wasn't very close to the rim. And so Amherst holds defensively. They lead by six with 5.5 to go. And they'll start their motion offense here. Tobenheim will kick on the right wing for Leach. Leach going to back up near midcourt. Gets it at the free throw line for Hammond, who will give it for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer jumper no good. Hammond comes up with a rebound. She has it at the free throw line. We'll dribble up there, and she'll hit the shot. You got to stay on her. You can't just let her have some space because she can hit anywhere from about 20 feet in very, very comfortably, and she hit a 15-foot jumper from the corner. And Hammond now with 10 in the game. Quick pass on the left wing. Jumper from the elbow by Polacek, and she's got 6 in the game. That'll cut that lead right back down to 34-28. About 4.5 to go here. Dribbling is Taubenheim. Taubenheim gives it for Leach. Leach in the corner for Kreitz. Kreitz is going to drive. Kreitz misses. Rebound pulled out of there by Hammond. And Hammond will drive the lane, and she'll now head to the line as she was hit on the arm. Hammond got it. Looked like she was dribbling out, and then just turned right back around and drove into the lane. And we got a block on the inside that's going to allow Hammond to go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Jessica Polacek is her second. And Hammond hits the free throw. Hammond now with 11 in the game. Stacy Hammond, 5 out of 9 from the free throw line coming into action today. That's about a 56% free throw shooting percentage. Free throw here on the way, and good. So she's 2 for 2 on that trip. Pushes lead out to 8, and Ogallala facing some pressure. Ahrensdorf will bring it across the timeline. Now Welsh with the dribble, has the ball knocked out of her hands by Keena Leach. And so Ogallala will inbound underneath their own basket. Fernandez tying a shoe here with 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 36-28, Amherst with an 8-point lead. Ogallala inbounding the basketball. 5-second count going on, and they throw it in and intercepted by Fernandez. Fernandez will let traffic clear and bring it in the offensive zone here for Amherst. Left wing for Taubenheim. Taubenheim going to be patient here offensively as they're going to spread things out. Ogallala going with the zone, and Hammond has it from the free throw line, puts up a quick shot. It's no good, and rebounded by Jenna Polacek. And Polacek will let everybody clear out, and she'll bring it in the offensive zone herself. Gives it to Jessica Polacek. And she'll throw it back on the inside. There's Jenna, and Jenna lays it up and in. Nice backdoor cut for Ogallala as Polacek was able to drive in there, and the freshman making a very heads-up play coming in the back door. Taubenheim with the dribble, and we got a timeout just as a steal was being made for Ogallala, and a smile and a laugh by Carly Kay, because the steal came just a nanosecond too late. Timeout and a good one here for Amherst. They lead by 6 with 3.5 to go. We're back in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Amherst right now trying to hold on to a 6-point lead. They lead it 36-30, 3:31 to go here. 5 team fouls against Amherst, 4 have been whistled against Ogallala. Ogallala steals the inbounds. Jenna Polacek with the steal, tries the layup. It's no good, and rebounded by Keena Leach, and then a foul on the Indians. Ooh, breathe a sigh of relief for Amherst here, because they are going to be able to keep that 6-point lead and have the basketball. And, in fact, helps them a little bit because they get a little bit step closer to that free throw line as well. But again, Ogallala's going to pressure. They inbound to Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer double team. Great ball fake. Kept her dribble alive. Gets it through the lane. Lays it up and in with the pass to Shelby Hammond. Hammond, great job of hitting that after Klingelhofer dribbled the length. And Klingelhofer is hurt right now. Quick little jumper on the inside. Ball is loose. Picked up by Kay. Kay missed the shot. Ball still being tiptoed around. And we had the ball go out of bounds. And Klingelhofer, I think, got hit in the mouth or something. She does not look comfortable at all. She's coming out of the game. And Sydney Taubenheim checks in for her. So I'm not sure what the issue is, but quite frankly, Klingelhofer looks a little white. In any event, Amherst has the basketball. Taubenheim has it in the offensive zone. 8-point lead here for the Broncos. They lead it 38-30. Low reach by Kay. Ball's on the ground. Tied up and timeout Amherst. Another good timeout there because Keena Leach was on the backside looking for somebody to pass the ball to. And a timeout here for the Broncos. A full timeout with 2:44 to go here. They've got a couple of timeouts left and an 8-point lead. We'll be back right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Jessica Fernandez inbound the ball here for Amherst, and they'll toss it in for Taubenheim. Taubenheim in the corner back to Fernandez. 2:40 to go in the game. Leach has it. Ogallala going man-to-man now. Hammond top of the circle looking for somebody to come through. He throws it in the lane for Leach. Leach turnout jumper. Good. She shot it over a taller player but had such good position. She was able to float it up and in. A 10-point Amherst lead. That's a big bucket. Kay. Entry pass on the inside. Shot. Too strong for Borcheski. Rebounded by Hammond. Hammond with 5 rebounds here in the second half. And she'll get the ball over to Reimers. Hammond sets a little screen. Back to Hammond. And Hammond will give it back out for Leach. Leach, 5-second count going on. Gives it for Hammond. Hammond handles the ball very, very well. That's a matchup problem here for Ogallala. And she'll dribble around with it. Borcheski can't keep up with her in terms of keeping that 5-second count going on. They give it to Leach. Back out for Hammond. And Hammond, if they go man-to-man here, that's a mismatch for Amherst. Kick on the left side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim gets it at the elbow. There's Fernandez. Jumper no good. Fighting for the rebound. They'll tie it up. Nope. Coming up with it is Polacek. And Polacek's pass is actually knocked out of bounds by Amherst. So it will be Ogallala ball with a minute 29 to go. Let's give you the game reset. It's 40-30. Amherst with a 10-point lead. Both teams have committed 5 team fouls. 4 timeouts left for Ogallala, 2 for Amherst. And the possession arrow is pointing to the Indians. Scoreboard with a 10-point lead pointing to the Broncos. Right wing with it is Welsh here for Ogallala. Dribbling Polacek. A little ball fake now by Welsh in the corner. She's picked up defensively there by Fernandez, so they'll work it back around. Polacek has it, minute 9. Jumper no good. Rebound by Hammond, her 10th rebound of the game. And she'll get the ball back out here for Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer dribbles into the offensive zone. Less than a minute to go. Klingelhofer has her pocket picked by Reimers. Aaron Reimers will drive. Aaron Reimers shoots over the top of Hammond, misses it. Ball's on the ground, and we got a foul on the rebound, and that foul is going to go against Ogallala. A little push on the rebound called by the down official on Savannah Welsh. So this will be the final inbounds after a foul on Ogallala here in the ballgame. And Fernandez will inbound it for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, a little ball fake, allows her to dribble down the sideline. She'll kick into the corner for Crystal Fernandez. Crystal Fernandez gives it out for Jessica. Jessica, a little floater, no good. Saved by Crystal, but into the hands of Ogallala. On the run is going to be Reimers. Reimers pass up ahead to Kay, and Kay will hit a left-hand layup and a timeout Ogallala. 8-point game, 28 seconds to go. Amherst with the lead and the ball. We come back after this timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Well, Amherst is in pretty good shape here. They lead it 40-32 with 28.7 seconds to go, and they do have a couple of timeouts, so they have trouble inbounding the ball here. They can kind of help themselves out, and if Ogallala commits a foul, Amherst will go to the free throw line, and we'll see if they can kind of seal the deal from the charity stripe here. So we'll see exactly what Nicky Eckhout, the head coach at Amherst, has in store, and what Blaine Cullinan, the head coach at Ogallala, what he has in place. As Hemmen still in the ball game with Klingelhofer and Leach. They're all lined up, kind of a high four set to inbound the basketball is Jessica Fernandez. She'll give it for Hemmen. Hemmen dribbles through traffic, not much pressure. She brings it into the offensive zone off of one of the Indians' feet and right to a teammate. A little bit of a break here for Amherst as it got in the hands of Katie Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer now will go to the line as she'll have the front end of a one-and-one. Klingelhofer, 6 out of 13 from the line coming into action today, but she hit a couple of free throws, so that would make her 8 of 15. So she's over 50% on the season with 22.3 to go here and an 8-point ball game. Her free throw is short. Four Indians there for the rebound. It's Palacek who comes up with it. She'll get it up ahead here for Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf on the baseline will kick it back out for Palacek. Palacek's shot blocked by Hemmen and back to Palacek. And it's last touch by Amherst as it went out of bounds. Katie Klingelhofer trying to come up with that loose ball after the block. Couldn't quite get her handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. So kick it in here for Welsh. Welsh will fire the three. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Ahrensdorf. Ahrensdorf will kick it back out here for Palacek with 3 seconds left. She'll give it off for Palacek, and the next shot is also blocked again by Hemmen at the buzzer. So your final score, it's Amherst with a 40-32 win over Ogallala. A great effort here. Very good matchup between Amherst and Ogallala, and congratulations to the Broncos for winning the consolation game on the girls' side of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with our Miss Go Sports Pro Scrum Report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as it's Amherst winning in girls basketball a final of 40-32. Hard-fought game here against Ogallala. And again, about 22 turnovers for Amherst, but they were able to work their way through it, shot the ball very well, out-rebounded Ogallala at a couple of turns, and really, I think, shot well because they passed so well and were not selfish with the basketball, looking for that extra pass. And that might be why they had a couple of those turnovers trying to make that extra pass. In any event, Amherst wins this one by a final of 40-32. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, here for Ogallala, they had very balanced scoring. Leading the way for them was Sophia Ahrensdorf. She had 8 points, all of them in the first half. She was the leading scorer for the Indians. Carly Kay with 7 points in the game, 6 for Jessica Palacek, 5 for Savannah Welsh, 3 for Aaron Reimers, and Jenna Palacek, a late bucket in the fourth quarter. She finished with 2 points in the game. For the Broncos, they were led by their leading scorer on the season, Shelby Hemmen. She finished with 14 points. She had some foul trouble that she had to work her way through, but she finished with 14 in the game to go with 10 rebounds as well. Jessica Fernandez, a very solid effort today. Very good overall game. She finished with 10 points in the game, 6 points for Crystal Fernandez, 4 points for Tina Leach, and 3 for Katie Klingelhofer. And off the bench, Sydney Tomenheim with 3 points here for the Broncos, who pick up a 40-32 win. We're going to take a little step away. We're going to take a little break here from coverage of high school basketball. We'll be back in about 10 minutes or so for coverage of Amherst and Ogallala on the boys' side, as the Broncos will try to rebound from yesterday's loss to North Platte St. Pat's to take on and pick up a win against the Ogallala Indians. So once again, our final here in girls' basketball, it was Amherst 40 and Ogallala 32. We'll be back with coverage of boys' basketball in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN 1460. I'm Randy Buschcutter for our engineer, Stacey Johns, back in the studios. Thanks for listening. We'll have more high school basketball, Ogallala and Amherst on boys' basketball, coming up in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.